But another, welcome to the Bushnell Project, Making Marriage Great, as we press on with our November challenge of reading through Proverbs. And I hope that over the weekend you had a chance to read Proverbs 3, and I had started to talk a little bit about that last week, where we should not lean on our own understanding, right, but in all our ways acknowledge Him from verses 5, 6, and 7. But look at verse 13. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. So just a great, great idea there for us to be going hard after what God has for us in that. And then in chapter 4, just want to highlight verses 6, 7, and 8. Do not forsake her. And this is talking about wisdom. And she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom and whatever you get insight. Prize her highly and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. So going after wisdom like a woman, right? And just really, really seeking after that. And then chapter 5, really 1 through 10 is a lot of wisdom for young men and warnings, right? So wisdom or the lack of that being a huge, huge warnings and being careful of who we hang out with, what we go after. And so chapter 5 really hits into it, talking about being satisfied with your wife. Do not let lust capture you, right? So let's look at a couple of verses here from chapter 5, starting in verse 2. Talk about my son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding. That's verse 1. That you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps follow the path of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways wander and she does not know it. So those verses there, really 1 through 6, pretty telling and guarding, telling us to really guard ourselves against that. But what should we do instead? Go down to verse 15. Drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. Speaking about your own wife, that's where you should find all of your desires taken care of. And in case you didn't quite catch that, in verse 19, he says this, a loving deer, a graceful doe, let her breast fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her. So I think I read the end of one because the way the numbers are on this Bible. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving deer, a graceful doe. That's verse 18, beginning of verse 19. Then the end of verse 19, let her breast fill you at all times with delight, be intoxicated always in her love. So we are to be fulfilled in our desires through our wife, through the wife of our youth, and we need to be careful of the lust or the other women that might catch our eye and draw us away from the wife of our youth. So just some good warnings there for all of us. A good thing for us to stay focused on. Men, we're so easily distracted. We're so easily drawn astray. And if we lean on our own understanding, then the next thing we know, we're going to be following the desires of our flesh. And the next thing we know, we're going to be ruining our marriage, our intimacy with God, our intimacy with our wife. And so just to tell you, to encourage you to go hard after God and to enjoy the wife of your youth. And I know that there are many out there where things have not gone the way they thought they would. And then maybe you've ended up in a divorce. You're in just a broken relationship. It's never late, too late, in the sense of finding your way again with God, getting right with God, and then moving forward with whatever God has for you. So just to encourage you, wherever you are, men, even as a single man, as a teenager, a young man, wherever you might be, reading the wisdom of God out of Proverbs is just a really good place to go, and to go often, to really put the mind. And chapter 5 is a most often memorized chapter of Proverbs because of all the warnings in there. So just to encourage you in that. God bless you guys. Have a great day.